early in her freshman basketball.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment. S-C-O-R is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Here, here!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought I...
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, bench hitting for Chuck McBee, who's in Florida with family for the next several days. And we've got Anna's Boys opener for the 2019-20 high school basketball campaign here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com from New Bremen.
New Bremen 2-2. It's a club that Chuck and I saw last Saturday against Fort Loramie. It's a team which played well in spurts. It got a couple of four-point leads in the second half against Fort Loramie and then did not execute. And Fort Loramie forced two overtimes in that game. And Fort Loramie pulled it out of the fire, winning by three over New Bremen last Saturday. Cardinals, two wins in four contests so far. A triumph against Salina by a score of 47-43 over New Knoxville, 78-39. A loss to St. Mary's, 51-31. And the three-pointer in a couple overtimes, I might note, against Fort Loramie. Anna, wow, what can you say? State champs in D6 football, remarkable campaign, 14-1, 12 victories ending in continuous clock wins. Just a terrific season, fabulous. You can come up with a whole list of adjectives. None describe the season like we witnessed it. It was high school football at its very best. You'll recognize the names of a number of these basketball players. Senior Isaac Leininger, senior Justin Murray, senior Cameron Stewart, senior Riley Yuleskamp, senior Bart Bixler, junior Isaiah Masteller, junior Ben Kovacs, junior Jacob Robinson, sophomore McCain Finkenbein. That's head coach Nate Barhorst's basketball roster. A host of those young men played on the gridiron. It was a spectacular season. The Rockets, of course, lost just once. That was week five to Marion Local, 17-14. Dominated every other opponent. In five state playoff games, Anna allowed just two touchdowns in the second half of five playoff victories. The defense racked up nearly 170 tackles for lost yardage on the entire year, spanning 15 games. Yes, the offense was led by shaky, shifty Bart Bixler and hustling, hurrying Riley Yuleskamp. They got a lot of media attention for their gaudy offensive numbers, but Anna was tremendous on defense as well. Quick, powerful defensive play and a special teams kicking game, which was extraordinarily outstanding too. And again, we congratulate those 20-plus seniors for their contributions on the gridiron. What a year for them, and it will be cherished by all of those young men. Hats off to the Anna football team, the coaching staff. Job well done by Nick Marino, and his associate coaches. And again, we salute the Anna community. Wow, what a football campaign. We now turn our attention to basketball. It's a late start on the hard court for Anna. Head coach Nate Barhorst in year number nine. A little nervous about it. This is not something that Anna is used to. We'll hear from head coach Barhorst in just a few minutes. Anna last year, 25-3. Great hoop season, as head coach Barhorst tied his most wins ever, 25 in a campaign. 2 years ago, 21-5. Last year, losing in the regional championship to Purcell Marion. 2 years ago, losing in the district finals to Purcell Marion. Of course, last year, one win away from the state final four. Who did Anna lose off last year's basketball team? Well, 6'5", Griffin Dosick. He is going to be tough to replace. 9 rebounds a game. He was a 55% shooter, 39% from behind the arc, believe it or not. Carter Elliott also graduated, 42% shooter from the floor. Yes, returning is Bart Bixler, who shot at a 52% clip. Riley Yuleskamp at 44%. Cameron Stewart, 55%. Justin Murray, 51%. The team shot 49% on the year, made over 70% of their free throws, better than 80% in the fourth quarter of games. That all added up to a great 25-3 season 1 year ago. We chatted this week during practice with head coach Nate Barhorst. Yes, he's anxious about this late start after a phenomenal football season.
I tell you right now, you're nervous as a coach because this is something that we never had happen, never thought that we'd be in this position. I'm glad that we are, but at the same time, you're nervous as a coach because you don't know what to expect in the first game. Tell the kids that you got to settle down, you got to be able to play within the system. Don't try to do too much because that's any first game of the season, you know. So we're learning as we're going. We got a veteran group coming back, which helps out a lot. Good leaders too. Good leaders understand that, hey, if we're taking some bad shots within the offense, we got to get back together. And there's going to be some rustiness going on, and we got to knock that off as soon as possible because, you know, we got, you know, big games coming up right after that too. Tomorrow's the biggest game though, and we got to concentrate on that. Got to concentrate on Boone. So,
you've got multiple sport athletes who adapt well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Kids realize it. There is a difference, though, in the conditioning. Football conditioning is way different than basketball conditioning. And cross-country kids will tell you the same thing, that they're not in shape for basketball when it comes to this point in time when you have to switch gears. So we're seeing some good things. Kids are communicating good. Kids are playing very, very intensified. And, as long as you see that intensity and never get disheartened, then you got things going in the right direction.
A loaded question. Griffin Dosick, tough shoes to fill. Obviously, it will take maybe contributions from two or three to fill the shoes of Griffin Dosick, who is a heck of a player for you the last few seasons.
I mean, it's obvious that is our biggest concern going in this season is where is the points going to come from in the paint, and where is the rebounding going to come from? We hope we have two guys that can step in down low for us this year to do that, and we just got to keep pushing, we keep stressing fundamentals, and eventually we're going to get there.
A 9-year head coach, Nate Barhorst at Anna. The two young men he referred to as replacements for Griffin Dosick are 6'4 senior Justin Murray and 6'2 junior Ben Kovacs. Murray will be in the starting lineup tonight. Anna will also feature Isaac Leininger, Cameron Stewart, Riley Huelskamp, and Bart Bixler in that beginning quintet. New Bremen is coached by Corey Stevens, year number one for him, 2-year JV coach, 2-year freshman coach, and he fills the shoes left by Coach Francis, who advanced on from New Bremen to the Shelby County League. He's now the mentor of the Fairlawn program. We wish him the best, off to a good start.
Big
win last night for Coach Francis. Mike Wick joining us tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee is in Florida for several days with family. New Bremen, as we mentioned, 2-2 by way of record so far, and it's a team which likes to shoot the three ball. 9 points from Griffin Retkerman of New Bremen against Fort Loramie on 3 triples. Logan Sutchland had 9 points. He drained a 3. Nolan Bornhorst had 15. He pumped in 2 threes in that game for New Bremen against Fort Loramie. A variety of players has led New Bremen in scoring so far this year. 3 young men had 9 against New Knoxville, including in that game Sutchland, Bornhorst, and also Trevor Bergman off the bench. And starter Reese Bussey, a 6'4 soft, had 10 versus St. Mary's. So it's a club that's got scoring from every angle, every spot, every position on the floor, and should give Anna in its opener tonight a real serious tussle. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. It served the Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. We specialize in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. Hoying and Hoying Builders also offers services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. And by the way, the lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoying and Hoying Builders 937-394-7144. And by the way, Hoying and Hoying is also looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'd be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for info, call 937-394-7144. A couple of other new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. And we also say thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle prides itself in keeping you moving forward. So Hoing and Hoing Builders, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, and Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Other anchor underwriting sponsors tonight include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Barker Insurance, for three straight years, number one most valued agency in the area at 9040 North County Road, 25A, north edge of Sydney. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Unusual rivalry, Anna-New Bremen in high school basketball. Anna's won the last four by lopsided scores. New Bremen won the previous four before that by lopsided scores. So the two clubs have split the most recent eight games. Anna won 70-40 last year. By the way, that opener 2 years ago was an overtime game, 99-90, won by Anna. And Rockets won 3 years ago, 61-34. 4 years ago, 63-52. New Bremen's four straight victories by 14, 21, 8, and 15. We're also on the air tonight thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. We've got the starters in the tip to start the game coming up in just a moment. It is Anna's opener in high school basketball for 2019-20 on the road here against New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's in Florida with family. We've got the Anna opener in boys basketball tonight. Anna starting late, about 4 weeks, because of a fantastic run to the state championship in Division VI football. Anna opening five, as we alluded to a few minutes ago, Isaac Leininger, 6 foot senior at guard. He's joined out front by Riley Uhlskamp, a 5'10 senior, and Bart Bixler, a 5'11 senior. Along the front line, it is Justin Murray, 6'4 and a senior. And the fifth starter, Cam Stewart, 6'2" tall and a senior. I'm sure quite readily we'll see Isaiah Masteller, a 6'2 junior, and Ben Kovacs, a 6'2" junior. Opening five for the New Bremen Cardinals is as follows. Reese Bussey, 6'4 sophomore forward. Patrick Wells, 6'3 senior forward. Logan Suchland, 6'4 senior up front. Dan Holman, a 6'3 junior. And the fifth starter is Nolan Bornhorst, a 6 foot senior. Pretty good average size across the board for New Bremen, which takes the opening tap to start the game. New Bremen in the home white, gold numbers outlined in that cardinal red. It's a sparkling color, and this pretty New Bremen gym is adorned with that New Bremen cardinal red and gold. It's quite flashy. Boy, your eyes pop out the moment you walk into the gymnasium here. Oh, here's an outstanding play to start the game by New Bremen. A tremendous feed from Bornhorst to Reese Bussey, who darted down the lane, caught it, and dropped it through. 2-0 Cardinals, opening 35 seconds. Here's Anna rotating the ball on the arc in the left corner. It is Bixler. Bixler flips it out back to Cam Stewart, high right. It goes to Riley Uhlskamp. He wears 21, Stewart 13, Bixler 23. Outside the arc, opposite side of the floor, it's Leininger. Thought about shooting the three, didn't. Rotating below the basket into the corner as Bixler gets the handoff. Based on those average sizes, New Bremen is the bigger club of the two by somewhere between 2 to 4 inches per man. Missed shot by Anna. New Bremen down the floor, lost it. Anna stole it at midcourt. Driving hard to the layup goes Bixler. Reach-in foul against New Bremen. Ball out of bounds to Anna below the rim. Anna with the road green, white numbers. The white Anna, A-double-N-A, across the chest. Throwing in beneath the basket as Uhlskamp pitches out of the arc where it's caught by Justin Murray. Into the right corner, Uhlskamp. Uhlskamp, by the way, stands 5'11", and he's being guarded by Logan Suchland at 6'4". Oh, good passing by Anna. Ball fed from Cam Stewart down inside to Murray. Low on the left, he's got a four-footer and banks it home. Pressing is Anna at midcourt. Here's a lateral pass horizontally across the floor by New Bremen. It sails into the scorer's table. We played short of 2 minutes. We're tied at two. Very good Anna throng behind us. We are at the media table at the bottom of the Anna cheering section. And a sparser crowd across the way from New Bremen. Deep in the left corner, it is Uhlskamp. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Murray. Outside to Stewart, not guarded. Wide open. He pops a three. Got it. Cam Stewart unloads a triple. Boy, this Anna team shot threes extremely well last year, pushing 38% all season long. Here is New Bremen countering with a quick three. Deep right corner shot by Suchland. Too hard. Rebound Anna. Quickly down the floor, Bixler. Bixler's reverse layup blocked on the play by Bussey. He saves it inbounds to a teammate. Good hustle by New Bremen. Here is Sutcliffe up the floor. Gives it up right corner to Patrick Wells. He hits the corner of the backboard with the lengthy jumper. Rebound glances down to Hulskamp. Up the floor to Bixler. Bixler on the arc. Shifty move. Can't shake his man, though. Close guarding by Reese Bussey. Here's Stewart. Anna up 5-2. 3 minutes gone. Three-pointer Bixler outside the arc. High left. Missed it off the back brace. Rebound down to New Bremen. Here comes the Cardinals' Bornhorst. Into the right corner, Bussey. Double team, can't drive. Behind him to Bornhorst. And in a tight man-to-man. Ball pitch straight away, it's Bussey. Near side flank to the three-point shooter, Patrick Wells. High launch, hit the flange, kicked way up in the air, glanced off the clock, out of bounds, and it will be in a possession. Ryan. Rockets won the JV game convincingly. 5-2 lead Anna after 3 minutes 20 seconds of the varsity tilt. Game 5 for New Bremen. It's Anna's opener. Anna with 4 games in 10 days to start, playing home with New Knoxville on Monday. Then Anna's got Fort Loramie on the road Friday, December 27th. Home with Jackson Center Monday, December 30th. Here's a drive by Anna. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, New Bremen. Holding foul on the Rockets.
That one goes against Justin Murray.
Justin Murray picks it up. 5-2, Anna leads. Murray sits, and he has been replaced by, is that 35 Ben Kovacs? It is. 6'2 junior, 180-pounder. New Bremen in backcourt, slowly against Hulskamp, which guards closely against Nolan Bornhorst. He's the six-footer. Bornhorst hits a cutter in the lane. It's Patrick Wells. A little lift by him off the floor, and he connects on a 10-footer. Nice job by Wells. As he skipped through the paint, got off the ground, and poured in the shot to make it 5-4. Anna 1. 4 minutes left here in the first period of play, and we've got Anna fumbling the ball out at the top of the circle. It rolled off the foot of Stewart into backcourt. That's a violation. Isaiah Masteller also in now for Anna.
And Zachary Berkey for New Bremen.
Again, this is a New Bremen team. Will play 6'7 young men, all above 6'3" in height. Here's New Bremen throwing the ball across the top of the circle to Nolan Bornhorst. He drives, penetrates against Isaiah Masteller, off balance, left it short. Rebound comes down to Bixler, to Masteller, to Bixler. Look at him go to the rim, up and good. 7-4 Anna. Patented Rockets fast break exploding down the floor. Steal Anna quickly up the floor. 3-on-2 break. Below the rim, Bixler's crowded. Throws out on the arc to Masteller out of trouble. Now Hulskamp. 7-4 Anna. 3:17 to go first period. Kovacs at the foul line playing the post. Straight away, Stewart outside the arc on the left. Masteller shot fake. Oh, steps back. Shoots a 28-footer short. Rebound New Bremen. Cardinals have the ball at midcourt. Griffin Reckerman in the game now. Hands off to a teammate, Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe hoists up a three, missed it off the back rim. Rebound long to New Bremen. Another three-point try. Good! Nolan Bornhorst connects. Tied at 7. Bixler quickly down the floor for Anna. He streaks into the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul. Frank Vitt, the official across the way, signals 2 coming for Bixler. Tied at 7, 2:43 to go in the first. We've seen a few three-pointers from distance so far in this game. Boy, we saw 8 or 10 thrown up last night by St. Henry that were well beyond the three-point line in the game against Fort Loramie. Chuck McBee and I were there, and St. Henry simply shot themselves out of that game. Had they made a few more threes, obviously they would have won, dropping a 5-point tilt to Fort Loramie, which really improved in a week's time after having nipped New Bremen at home last Saturday. Fort Loramie, by the way, is in Worcester in a cancer benefit game tonight, playing against Berlin Highland. Both free throws good by Bixler. Anna on top by 2-9-7. 2.5 to play first quarter. Straight away with the ball, Reese Bussey for New Bremen. Hands it off to Griffin Retkerman, a very good left-hand three-point shooter. Ball loose on the floor. Huelskamp's got it. Look at him dart the other way. And to prevent the layup by Huelskamp, foul New Bremen from behind. Bergman picked it up. I'll tell you what, so far Anna has looked really scrappy. As head coach Nate Barhorst commented during the pregame, a difference between basketball shape and football conditioning. Anna's tried hard in the last 4 weeks to make the adjustment. And they have dropped off the shoulder pads for some basketball tennis. Huelskamp at the free throw line. Got it. Bixler 2-for-2 at the stripe. Huelskamp misses that one. Oh, here's a tip. Oh, what a job of Masteller. Offensive board work on the missed free throw. He tipped it in from 3 feet away out in front. 12-7. Anna in the lead by 5. Forecourt right. It is Bussey with the ball for New Bremen. Feeds it off to Retkerman. He steps back, shoots a 27-footer short. Long rebound to Huelskamp. He stops and pops. Tries to match it with one from 27. No good off the flange. Rebound deep right corner. Bixler throws beneath the rim to Kovacs. Over-guarding reach-around foul New Bremen. Kovacs from point-blank range was about set to lay it in. And the Cardinals prevented the easy deuce. More substitutions. New Bremen head coach Corey Stevens loves to play 9 or 10 young men. Anna inbounding into the lane. Bixler glides to the basket. Left-hand shovel shot. No. Strong rebound. Kovacs missed it. Kovacs again blocked. Got it back. Missed it again. He's hacked on the arm. Good work on the interior. Woo! You talk about persistence on the offensive glass, but then Kovacs of Anna. He displayed it right there. Mike Wick with me tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck McVee vacationing in Florida with his family. Free throw by Kovacs up and in. Anna shooting fouls very well at the start here, Mike. And that was a trademark of Anna basketball a year ago. A little better than 70% all year, 80% plus in the fourth quarter of games. Kovacs is on the money 2 times. He nails each one, and it's 14-7. Anna has streaked with 7 in a row. A minute 38 left to go here in the first quarter. Down the far left side for New Bremen, it is Sutchland. Sutchland hits Wells, a teammate. A baseline floater, short, no good. Rebound is poked out of bounds by New Bremen. Anna to the timeline in the person of Huelskamp. He's picked up by Bornhorst. Outside the arc on the left, it is Masteller. Huelskamp 25 feet away. Tries to squeeze into the lane, can't do it. Goes opposite to Leininger. Baseline left. Hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Pass off to Murray. Deflected by New Bremen and stolen. Here come the Cardinals. Shake and bake move down the lane. It's Bussey. Oh, look at him dial it up. All the way to the rack for 2. What a play by Bussey of New Bremen. 14-9. Anna in the lead. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. High right, it's Huelskamp with the ball for Anna to Kovacs. Left side pass. It's the talented Isaiah Masteller. He's got a lot of basketball skills, plenty of savvy. Ball rotated, deep right corner, Leininger. He travels between a couple of New Bremen Cardinals and then passes the ball off the leg of a New Bremen player into the hands of Bornhorst. He throws it up the floor. It's struck away by Huelskamp. Loose on the deck, gobbled up by Bornhorst. A foul line J by him. Yes! Bornhorst for New Bremen. 14-11, Anna. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Last 4 points by New Bremen to take a 7-point deficit down to 3. Here's a long triple by Huelskamp straight away. Got it! He banked it in. He banked it in with a second to go in the first quarter. Huelskamp with a 3-point bomb. Didn't mean to bank it, but he's telling us with a nod of the head, yes, I did.
No, he didn't.
17-11, Anna after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Griffin Dosick averaged almost 16 points a game last year. So far, Anna hasn't missed him. Anna poured in 17 points in the opening quarter to lead New Bremen by 6. Anna will go a little smaller this year, even more speed than last year. Anna's got the ball to start the second period. Forecourt to her left, it's Leininger, 17-11 Rockets. Leading score last year was Uhlskamp for Anna. Here's a foul line jump shot by Isaac. It's no good off the back brace. Rebound down to New Bremen. And we've got a couple of green shirts hovering over Suchland. Common foul. New Bremen will throw it in. Now, 1 year ago, Griffin Dosick paved the way in scoring for the Anna Rockets. As I mentioned, he was at about 16 points a game. Uhlskamp and Bixler were also in the teams. And it was a well-rounded scoring club, figures to be again this year. Style of play perhaps a little bit different. Might even quicken the pace more than a season ago. Oh, here's an outstanding play by the New Bremen Cardinals. Ball thrown to the post. And Mike, who got that two-pointer?
Dan Homan picked that one up. Got 2 points.
Homan, 6'3 junior, good power post move to make it 17-13, Anna. And the Rockets throw it away. And then Anna steals it back. Bixler, Johnny on the spot. Oh, he crept in, made the intercept in backcourt, and laid it through. Crafty play by Bart, 19-13. Here's the trap, double team. Ooh, my, right in front of us. Ticky-tacky foul on Bixler. He and Masteller had the New Bremen player crowded. He had crossed the center line, was right in front of us at side court. And it looked like Anna was playing splendid D, but
and I believe they called that one on Masteller.
Masteller was charged with the foul. New Bremen gets it out of bounds. Down 6 to Anna. 19-13, 6.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. Over guarding Leininger, 30 feet away. He put the pinch on Retkerman of New Bremen. Foul still common. Team 4 on Anna. So Retkerman throwing in. Ball deflected up in the air by Leininger. Goes out of bounds. Boy, Anna playing stifling defense the last 10 seconds directly in front of us. Ball inbounded by New Bremen outside the lane on the right. Open player Wells. Fall away 12-footer. No good.
Hits the top.
Ball went up over the backboard and hit a supporting wire out of bounds. The top of the backboard is in play. Side of the backboard is in play, but
anything that holds it up there isn't.
Yep. You got the clock. You've got supports. You've got cables. They are all out of bounds. Anna up 6, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Bixler, foul line extended right. Gives it up to Stewart, right corner. Kovac starts to drive, banks a runner from 8 feet short. Good defense by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals after garnering the rebound. Down the floor, Patrick Wells. Flips it on the arc to a teammate. It's Trevor Bergman. And then Bergman dishes to Homan, and number 50 pours in another shot. Dan Homan flexing his muscle here in the second quarter. The 6'3 Homan hits again. Outside the lane on the right, Bixler for Anna, open bank shot from 8 feet, little too much oomph on it. That's one he'll normally make. New Bremen gets the rebound, sprawling on the floor for it, and New Bremen gets a timeout. Head coach Corey Stevens salvages the possession. 5:38 to go, quarter number two. Anna up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com during the basketball season, Mark Jordan for Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to additional underwriting sponsors, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. Drop in, tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, the Jewelry Barn, established in 2011. Big sale now. Everything made up in the store, 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn. A qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Well, we have New Bremen throwing the ball out of bounds, deflected by Anna. The officials conferred, got the call made right. It was touched by Anna. New Bremen threw it in, then stepped on the sideline. Violation. Anna gets it back up four. 5:22 to go here in quarter number two. Hulskamp right side to Bixler. To Kovacs. Nearly an over-guarding foul on New Bremen. Not called, though. Here's Leininger. Here's Hulskamp, 25 feet away on the left. He skips it cross-court to Stewart. In the right corner, Leininger. Into the post to Kovacs. There's the over-the-back foul on New Bremen, which might have been committed earlier. It's on Holman.
That's his first, but more importantly, that is team six.
And the next one against New Bremen results in the 1-1 for Anna. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee in Florida. Ball inbounded by Anna. Baseline drive by Cam Stewart. Off balance. Pretty good defense at the rim by New Bremen. Shot is too hard. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Quickly, deep right corner. It's Griffin Reckerman. Dribbles behind the back. Then throws it away. It's loose at the timeline. Touched by Anna. New Bremen gets it. Here's Zach Berkey setting up to shoot the three. Missed everything. Rebound down to Mastella of Anna. Anna up four, 19-15. Into the half court is Leininger. He lets it fly. Three-point land short. Rebound New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Berkey up the floor. Berkey on a weave to Nolan Bornhorst. Bornhorst foul line. Flips it behind him to Patrick Wells. Wells looks for a cutter. Nolan Bornhorst down the lane. All the way to the rack. Up and good. Count it. Plus one. Head coach Nate Barhorst may need a full timeout for Anna, as the lead has been trimmed to two when we return. Cardinals to the stripe, down 19-17 to the Rockets. 4 minutes plus to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, it's the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. Don't miss out. Brookins in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special tonight. Your food is cooked fresh. Join Carl Arns and his staff at Brookins this evening, Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web at brookinspub.com. Brookins, the ideal spot to reserve for family gatherings. Banquet room seats up to 60. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arns, owner now for 2 years. He puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Pork chop special tonight. Well, New Bremen, after the Anna timeout, completed the three-point play to make it a 19-18 game. Then Anna turned it over, and now New Bremen, with a possession, has an opportunity to sneak in front. 3:50 left. Uh-oh, Bart Bixler, other ideas. He picked the pocket of a Cardinal player, and he steamrolled the other way, going 45 feet for a lay-in. 2 points by Bixler. 3:30 left here in the second quarter play. Oh, another great defensive play by Leininger and Bixler as they put the clamps on Berkey out front for New Bremen. He tried to split him. He had to take a couple of running steps to do it. Guilty of walking. Anna with the ball, forecourt right. It is Bixler, 21-18 Rockets. On top, it goes to Kovacs. Left side, Hjulskamp. Outside the arc to Stewart.
Jack, it looks like that Anna's starting to force the turnovers.
Oh, it's a team which prides itself in tenacious defense, and it gets easy baskets when it does force the opposition into mistakes. Double dribble, though, here. Far side of the floor against Stewart of Anna. 3:12 to go, second quarter. 21-18 in favor of the Rockets. Anna might be able to make up most all of Dosik's points this year, 16 a game a year ago, by spreading those 16 around among other young men. What Anna will miss is his domination inside. 8-9 rebounds a game, an outstanding free throw shooter. You'd about have to foul him if he got it within 5 or 6 feet to prevent him from scoring. And Anna doesn't have that kind of an athlete on the interior. 6'5", 6'5 and a half, Griffin Dosik. New Bremen down here at the offensive end committed a turnover, coughing up the ball in the lane. Anna came away with it, started to streak down the floor, and Stewart was fouled. So Stewart turned it over for Anna. New Bremen turned it over to her right. Stewart fouled by New Bremen, the team's seventh.
Fouled by Ryan Paul.
Here is Stewart shooting the one-and-one. Too much oomph on it. Rebound down to New Bremen. 2:40 left, second quarter. Here come the Cardinals, trailing by only three. Once down by seven in this game, 14-7. An overplay out high by Hjulskamp. That's unnecessary. That's a foul he does not want to commit, and it sends New Bremen to the stripe for the one-and-one. 2:37 to go, second quarter. Anna 21, New Bremen 18. We've hit a little cool spot in scoring in this game right now. 1-1, Cardinals at the stripe. Nolan Bornhorst, he chucks up the free throw and drains it. 6 foot senior, makes it 21-19, Anna. Second shot, Bornhorst on the way, yes. 21-20. Anna once led 14-7, was up 17-11 after one, and New Bremen has shaved it to a point. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Kovacs on the arc for Anna. Outside the arc to Hjulskamp. Again, New Bremen, a sizable club with players on the roster, 6'6", 6'4", 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", 6'3". Oh, here's a nice nifty play. Little drive. Oh, Masteller split a couple Cardinal defenders. He found a little avenue down the lane and shovel it off the backboard and good.
Shovel was a good word because it underneath tipped up and went right in.
Yep, he flipped it in from down around his knees. Athletic play, 23-20, Anna, off-balance drive into the lane. Reese Bussey muscles up a seven-footer, no good. Fine defense, Anna. He got the rebound back, and he's clobbered. Two foul shots coming for Bussey. New Bremen posing a challenge for Anna on the glass. 6'4", sophomore, Bussey. He's at the stripe. in the act of shooting. Two coming. Free throw, high arch, rim, backboard. Yes. 23-21, Anna Batu. Minute 51 to go here in the second quarter. Patrick Wells back on the floor for New Bremen. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Both free throws in by New Bremen. Anna's lead only one again. Foul line, Bixler. Outside the arc to Murray. He goes to Yuleskamp, 25 feet away. And there is a quick release pass by Yuleskamp to Murray. Very tight window in which to throw that. Murray didn't see it. The ball went flying out of bounds. New Bremen now can take the lead. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's New Bremen up the floor. Far left wing, it goes on the play to Suchland. Dumps it down inside to Holman. Anna gets a mitt on the ball. It goes out of bounds. New Bremen Cardinals performing better than they did against Fort Loramie last Saturday. Ball inbounded, baseline right, back to the basket. Suchland throws to Bussey on the arc. There's a deadly drive by him all the way to the rack. Finger roll, good. The 6'4 Bussey gives New Bremen the lead, 24-23. Deep in the right corner, Bixler for Anna. Into the lane area. Off balance, awkward shot, way short. Splendid defense by Bussey. New Bremen getting it done. Anna with a 6-point second quarter. Down one. 58 seconds to go. Loose ball midcourt. Anna knocks it free. New Bremen goes into backcourt, gets it. 3-on-2 break. Scattered floor. Layup good. Holman. 3-point lead, New Bremen. 70-foot pass. Anna down the floor into the lane. Bixler tied up and he walks. Momentum, New Bremen. 43 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. Cardinals taking it to Anna. Rockets substituting, going primarily with seven. The starting five of Leininger, Murray, Stewart, Yuleskamp, Bixler, Kovacs, and Masteller off the bench. Mark Bixler may have gotten shaken up a little bit last trip down the floor, as he bullied his way into the lane, and he was wrapped up by a couple Cardinal defenders. And Bixler couldn't get the shot to the rim. It was ruled traveling. I think that was the right call. He was thwarted by excellent Cardinals defense. Anna reeling a bit here in the second quarter after a good start to the game, led by seven in the first 6 minutes or so. And now New Bremen's up three. 43 seconds to go here in the first half of play. We've got a couple of wet spots. In fact, maybe a spot or two of blood on the floor outside the foul lane down at the New Bremen end. Understand the Ohio State Buckeyes have beaten Kentucky 71-65. Indiana topped Notre Dame earlier today 62-60. If someone can pass along that Butler Purdue score to me, I'll share it with you. Girls basketball this afternoon. Anna put up a fight against Fort Loramie. The zone defense slowed Fort Loramie down through the first two quarters. Anna did a good job before losing by about 30 in the second half, but it was a 6-8-10-point game throughout the second quarter of play. But Fort Loramie continues to roll right along undefeated. By the way, we'll be following the Fort Loramie girls to Berlin Highland for the Classic in the Country on January 18th, 9 o'clock tilt. That morning against Loudonville, we'll stay and bring you game two at 10:30 when Tri-Village plays Margaretta High School. Butler beat Purdue by 9. Butler was favored in that game. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Mike, let's take a break. Let's hear from Dickman, then from Goffney. We'll return in 1 minute with the close of our second quarter. New Bremen up 3 over Anna, 26-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yep, New Bremen is working down the clock. Final 15 seconds, late second quarter. Ball thrown to the far side of the floor. Anna gets a piece of it, deflects it, out of bounds into the scorer's table. 9.5 remaining. New Bremen milking the clock for better than a half minute to close out the second period, leading by three, trying to push it to five or six. Ball inbounded, 5 seconds to go, down to four. With the ball, Sutchland, hand off to Bussey. Long two-pointer, way short, and Anna gets the rebound. That New Bremen missed an opportunity to close the first half and go up to five or six. Didn't get a real good look. Anna played pretty good defense down the stretch of that second quarter of play, although New Bremen had a fine second period of action, outscoring Anna 15-6. Anna's offense looked pretty sharp for a four-week delay after the end of the football season, as Anna pumped home 17 in the first quarter, but was stifled only 6 for the Rockets in quarter number 2. Our halftime report is upcoming. 26-23 New Bremen in a mild surprise over Anna here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Excuse me, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's in Florida with family for a week or so. And Mike and I have got Anna's opener tonight. Boys action on the road at New Bremen, and New Bremen leads it by three here at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Nolan Bornhorst leads all scorers. He's got 10 for New Bremen after two quarters of play. He's backed up by Reese Bussey, who's got 8. Dan Holman, 6, all of them in the second quarter. Patrick Wells had a first quarter field goal. For Anna, Riley Hulskamp yet to score a field goal in this game. He's got a 3-pointer, a long banker at the buzzer to end the first period. Hulskamp's got 4. Bart Bixler, 3 twos, 2 free throws for 8 points. Cam Stewart's got 5. Justin Murray's got 2. Ben Kovacs, 2 free throws for 2 points. 17-11, Anna after 1. 26-23, New Bremen after 2. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Let's hear from Wilson Health, our halftime sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. 26-23, New Bremen leads Anna by three at the halftime break. So far through the first two quarters, especially in quarter number two, the size of New Bremen gave Anna fits, clearly trying to go without a true postman like Griffin Dosick, 6'5", 6'5 and a half, very athletic with those long arms. He was a valuable cog, a senior, graduated 1 year ago. Anna's got to adjust here in 2019-20 to life on the basketball floor without the stud, Griffin Dosick. It's early. Anna's opening game of the year. Head coach Nate Barhorst, as you heard in the pregame, had some anxiety, a bit nervous about this late start. Anna has to play much smaller than a year ago, and you'll see three, even four guards on the floor a lot for Anna this year, as we've already seen here tonight. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment at the break. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 13 years ago. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders, outstanding student athletes, one from each team, recognized by LaCal for Anna. Brianna Holsapple, senior cheerleader, 4.0 GPA, daughter of John and Jennifer, active in NHS, SAD, French Club, Eco Warriors. She teaches religion at church. She's looking to study biology at Bowling Green. For New Bremen, Miranda Scheib, senior cheerleader, 3.3 GPA, daughter of Stephanie and Ryan, participates in competitive cheer. I can't read my own writing. Come on, Jack. That's what it's got to be. Competitive cheer.
That's what it says.
Yes. I wrote down chair. Where was my mind? She takes part in the TriStar Vocational Med Prep Program, Skills USA as well. Has taken part here at New Bremen High School the last few years in Spanish Club and Choir. She'll study at Wright State Lake Campus to start and pursue nursing. Brianna Holsapple, senior cheerleader Anna. Miranda Shive, senior cheerleader New Bremen, under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It is 26-23, New Bremen over Anna, third quarter, just a minute away from commencing. Oh, we're so pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. New sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one individually with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Thanks so much to Pinnacle and Jim Spitzer, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Action started here in the third quarter. Anna down three. New Bremen with the ball to our left. Anna does not have the five on the floor to start that they had to start the game, or do they? Yes, they do indeed. Oh, outstanding play, New Bremen. On the reception of the great pass from Patrick Wells was Nolan Bornhorst as he penetrated the lane away from the ball, received the pass up around his head, and in one fell swoop laid it in. Here's Anna countering outside the foul line. 16-footer, Bixler, jump shot, hits. Anna counters with a deuce. Anna had fallen behind 28-23. It's now 28-25, 6:48 to go third quarter. Here's a weave out front by New Bremen. Ball passed off deep right corner. Here's a triple try by Bussey. A rainbow on target. 3 points, New Bremen. Biggest lead, six for the Cardinals. Outside the arc on the left, it's Bixler. Hand off to Huelskamp. Deep left corner, Isaac Leininger. That's the five which started the game. Leininger, Stewart, Huelskamp, Murray, Bixler for Anna. Keep in mind, in the post, starting the game, Justin Murray, 6'4", senior. And he'll be backed up by 6'2", junior, Ben Kovacs. Here's Anna inbounding. Bixler outside the arc. Steps inside the arc. Little 15-footer. Soft touch, feather-like. Hit the rim four times. And kerplunk, it fell through. Two straight goals by Bixler. Here's New Bremen off and running. Hurrying down the floor toward the basket, Bornhorst, offensive foul. Oh, he threw up the elbow. A forearm charge Anna fans love it. New Bremen fans don't like it. 31-27, the lead four for New Bremen. Two straight jump shots by Bart Bixler for Anna. 6 minutes to go in the third. Biggest lead for New Bremen, six. Biggest lead for Anna, seven. We have the officials making a clarification regarding the arrow at midcourt. Stewart will throw it in for Anna. New Bremen's got on the floor Reese Bussey, Patrick Wells, Logan Sutchland, Nolan Bornhorst, and Dan Holman. They go 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", 6'3", and Bornhorst 6 feet. Here is Isaac Leininger. He probes the middle for Anna, gets below the foul line, left it short, no good. Rebound, New Bremen. Officials missed an obvious walk. Anna crowd up in arms. No call, though. We play on. Here is a wild pass down low to Sutchland. Lost it, got it back for New Bremen. On the arc to Holman. Stewart checks him tightly. He hits Bussey. Here's Bussey motoring down the lane. A runner skimmed off the rim. Rebounded by Bixler. Tries to make a bounce pass through traffic. Can't do it. Stolen by New Bremen. Two on one. Cherry picking Bussey. No good. Rebound New Bremen. Foul Murray. Cardinals player down. It's gotten physical. Oh, it sure has. New Bremen Cardinals under new first-year head coach Corey Stevens. A couple years as JV coach, couple years freshman coach. Brad Francis moved on from New Bremen to Fairlawn. Free throw, Cardinals, no good, too long. Sutchland missed it. He was chopped up in the act of shooting. Second free throw here, 5:13 to go, third quarter. 4-point lead, New Bremen. The lefty, Sutchland, connects. 32-27, New Bremen up five. Anna to midcourt, it's Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp's only got one fielder in the game. Bixler left open, nobody guards him. He fires up a long three, it hit the rim twice. Rebound New Bremen, stolen by Hjulskamp. Missed the six-footer. Rebound New Bremen, knocked away by Anna again. It's out of bounds. Who touched it? Let's see, maybe a foul on Anna or a foul on New Bremen. Bodies went flying in backcourt. It's on the Rockets. Bart Bixler picks up number two. Anna has gotten really physical, so has New Bremen. Six players in backcourt. Pressure by Anna. Inbounding to Reese Bussey. He barges up the left side against Bixler. Throws outside the arc, high left to Patrick Wells. Into the post to Logan Sutchland, nearly walked. Gave it up to Wells for a triple try. Deep left wing, no good off the heel. Long rebound, though, New Bremen. Cardinals get it back. Here's a screen for Bornhorst. He misses from three-point territory. This time, Anna produces the board. Rockets down five. Leininger to Stewart. Near side, Hjulskamp. Lobbing down inside to Murray. Got away from his defender. Help side defense. Good block by Holman. Loose ball beneath the board. Knocked out by New Bremen. Well done by the Cardinals. Murray checks out for Kovacs for Anna. And you can bet Anna misses Griffin Dosik. Head coach Nate Barhorst knew Anna would, especially here in the early going. And even though it's late December, it's early for Anna. It's the opener. Inbounded by the Rockets. Hard drive to the rim. Bixler no good. Oh, what a stick back by Kovacs. Kovacs on the rebound two-pointer. 32-29. Anna within three. 3:55 to go. Pressure defense, Anna. Steal Leininger midcourt. Isaac down the lane. Left it short. Might have been fouled. Anna fouls on the rebound. No call. We got a football scrum. Do we have a jump eventually? Sooner or later. My goodness. 5 seconds late, we've got a jump.
I think we had all five of them on the floor from both sides there.
Oh, yeah. We had three players in white, three players in green, all on the deck.
And a delayed whistle.
For what? Five, six, 7 seconds. Then a whistle. Alternate arrow. And a ball. It all began when Leininger appeared to be fouled on a short leaner in the paint area. And then much contact ensued. Anna possession. As we looked at the scores table for the signal, Next one goes to New Bremen. Anna top of the circle line here. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Stops his dribble. Anna down three. 3.5 to go third quarter. Here's Huelskamp. Here's Bixler. Fakes right, goes left. Bixler foul line. Huelskamp left corner. High arching three ball. Hit the backboard, then the rim, no good. Riley's been limited to what, one field goal, Mike? Riley Huelskamp.
He had the three at the end of the quarter, the first, and a free throw.
That's all. Yep. 3 minutes to go, third period. New Bremen, wild pass down inside to Griffin Retkerman. He caught it while juggling, and he's ruled by official Frank Vitt to have walked. Yep, New Bremen stuck at 32 for the last 120 seconds or so. Anna trying to get even, down three. Once trailed by six. It's 32-29 at the moment. Anna's biggest lead, 14-7. Anna was up six after one, 17-11. New Bremen earned a three-point lead at the break. And it's 3 points right now, 32-29. Bixler catches the ball in the arc, drives into the lane, stops and pops, a 14-footer, hit the back rim, rebound tipped out by Anna. Some of these shots below the foul stripe, after exploring the lane, Anna will make in weeks to come, I guarantee you. Here's a near travel at midcourt by Bussey of New Bremen. Gives it up 35 feet away to Patrick Wells. On a weave, it goes to Retkerman, the three-point shooter, and you can count it. Retkerman, who made three of them against Fort Loramie, lights it up here. Coming right back is Huelskamp, top of the circle, and before he can unload the three ball, Anna gets a timeout. Down six are the Rockets. 2:17 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer, Mike Wick at New Bremen, and after the timeout, turns it over, sloppy pass. New Bremen's got the ball quickly down the floor. On the attack to the rim goes Bussey, and he is smacked down and fouled while shooting. He's got two. This New Bremen team is sizable, and it's a club which utilizes its height over the course of the season, along with its very adept three-point shooting. Will be tough to handle in the Midwest Athletic Conference, no question. Versailles appears to be the front runner. Other than the Tigers, it's a logjam. And if the Tigers can be handed a loss early, that Mack boys race will be wide open. First free throw missed on the play by New Bremen. Second shot by Patrick Bussey. Swish. Biggest lead of the night for New Bremen, 7. 36-29, a minute 55 to go, third quarter. Nobody guards Bixler. Open on the arc. He misfires. Rebound tipped to the foul line to Stewart. Jump shot, 16-footer, bingo. Cam Stewart nets one. 36-31 in favor of New Bremen. Biggest lead a moment ago, 36-29 with a minute 50 to go in the third. Deep left corner, Wells for New Bremen. Lobs it way cross court to Nolan Bornhorst. He steps into a triple, strong. Rebound Anna, taken down by Murray. Outlet to Huelskamp. Rockets trail by five. Right corner, open player. Stewart tries again, going for two in a row, short. It hit the rim and ricocheted out of bounds. Minute 14 left, third quarter. Anna down five. New Bremen 2-2, four games under its belt. That means a lot. Anna's opener tonight and it's on the road. Anna plays New Knoxville on Monday. Rockets have a couple of big games coming up with Fort Loramie and Anna on the 27th and 30th. Three-point shot, Bussey of New Bremen. Missed it badly off the rim. Long not rebound, saved. Though. Yes, saved in the corner. Well done by Ryan Paul, the 6'4 senior. Paul dishes to a teammate, Bornhorst. He drives, misses. Anna's got the board, 3-on-1. Down to Hillscamp. He's decked from behind. He's got two. Good sportsmanship by New Bremen as they help Riley up. It is a physical game. Ooh, is it rough and tumble? Tell you what, New Bremen's had an opportunity in the last two or three minutes to take some better shots other than threes and put some heat on Anna inside. Here is Riley Hulskamp. He was belted in the act of shooting. First free throw, got it. Second shot by Riley on the way, around and out. The lead still four for New Bremen, which registers the rebound. Here's a long 75-foot pass down the floor, caught by Paul. And to prevent the layup, Stewart's got to foul in the act of shooting. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. So many thanks to Mike Wick joining us courtside here tonight at New Bremen. Chuck McBee in Florida with family. Free throw by Paul, 6'4 senior, missed it. A little heavy.
He's probably enjoying the nice warm weather down in Florida.
Yeah, it looked to me like 3 days of sketchy weather, fair amount of rain, and then it warms up some sun midweek next week, mid-70s. Here is the second shot by Paul. He buries it. Long range forecast, Florida, mid-January to early March, much warmer than normal for the state of Florida.
Well, Chuck needs to come back.
Yeah, he'll have to come back as we get into the heat of the Shelby County League boys and girls schedules. One free throw made by New Bremen. Here's a drive down the lane. Masteller of Anna. And the ball is ripped away from him out of bounds.
Stays with Anna.
Yep. Ripped out of bounds by the Cardinals. Masteller throwing in. Baseline right. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Lobs out back to Leininger. 5-point lead, New Bremen. Leininger foul line. Spin move. Gives it to Bixler, 35 feet away. He's checked by Zach Berkey, 5'11 junior. Bixler beats him into the lane. Shovel shot left hand, no good. Point blank stick back. Murray missed it. Rebound, New Bremen. 3 seconds to go. Long throw up the floor to midcourt. Picked off by Sutchland.
Oh, my goodness.
Logan Sutchland for New Bremen made a leaping catch with his back to the basket at midcourt. There was simply no chance he was going to catch the pass, let alone get off the shot.
He did both.
He made a miraculous catch with his back to the basket and somehow, acrobatically, athletically, twisted his body in midair and launched a three-pointer from about 46 feet, and it swished.
Nothing but net.
Oh, what a shot by Sutchland of New Bremen. We will not top that for games, months, years to come. Woo! And that big hoop by Sutchland bolts New Bremen to an 8-point third quarter lead, 40-32 on scores.broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, we start the fourth quarter. Reese Bussey, open three-pointer. New Bremen, left side of the court, missed it hard. Rebound jabbed out by Anna. Well, recapping into the third quarter, Logan Sutchland with the play of the year for sure. Maybe years to come. Never seen a thing like it. Unbelievable acrobatic athletic play. He leaped at midcourt with his back to the basket and caught a pass from a teammate at the baseline at the other end. I didn't think he'd catch the pass. Not only did he catch the pass, he pivoted in midair and threw up a long 46-footer and swished it. New Bremen misfires on a three. They had a chance to go up 11. Anna down the floor, lining her in the lane. Missed a bunny right in front. Tell you what, Anna's missed chippies, a bunch of them.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, from 12 feet on in. Here's a steal in backcourt by Leininger. Oh, hits a cutter, heels camp to the rim. Got it for two. Fine feed by Leininger of Anna. Six-point game. Near steal in backcourt by Yuleskamp. He does take it away. Driving layup is good. Offensive foul. No goal. Wipe it out.
I believe that was Bixler.
Bixler, number three. It was Bixler with a crafty steal. Picks up his third foul. Boy, he made a nifty pickpocket in backcourt. Bolted to the rim. Poured one through off the backboard that ran through a Cardinal defender to take it away. It's 40-34, Anna down six. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com. Anna led by seven after about 5.5 minutes. New Bremen's outplayed Anna since the start of the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive all the way to the rim. Retkerman overshot it, missed a gimme. Rebound Anna, quickly down the floor, Bixler. Left corner, around two players, into the paint. He's hacked on the arm. Bixler takes it to the cup. He's got two free throws coming. Anna trailing 40-34, 6:50 left. If you're Anna, you drive, drive, drive. Try to get points with the clock stopped. Free throws, Bixler, very good foul shooter. Swish, he hits. Bart Bixler, 78.3% a year ago. Riley Huelskamp, 78.3% a year ago. Both of them by Bixler, good. And Anna cuts into the New Bremen lead. It's 40-36. 6:45 to go here in the fourth. Dribbling up the floor hard. Bornhorst for New Bremen. Out of control. Into the lane. Flips it up on the run. It rolls around, around, out. Bailed out. Blocking foul. Anna.
And I believe that's Bixler's fourth.
Oh, my goodness. He's got a set. At least for a couple minutes, anyway. Well, maybe not. He's talking with head coach Nate Barhorst. Far side of the floor. I tell you what. Nate Barhorst talked in the pregame about the importance of being in basketball shape. This has been a football-like contact.
It really has. I kind of wondered how you transition between the two, but I don't think they had to.
No, it's been a contact sport big time. Three, four players wincing, limping. Free throw, New Bremen, good.
Nolan Barhorst picked that one.
Nolan Barhorst makes it, and it's 41-36. Five-point lead, Cardinals. Second shot, Bornhorst. Got it again. Six-point game. Anna down a half dozen. Four fouls on Bixler, correct, Mike?
That is correct.
Here is Masteller splitting a couple New Bremen defenders down the lane. Looked like he was fouled. No call. Rebound New Bremen. Stolen by Huelskamp. Into the paint. Missed a chippy right in front. Rebound New Bremen. Cardinals down the floor outside the arc. Deep in the right corner, Sutchland to Bornhorst. Steal, Anna, loose in the paint. Ball rolling, players diving. Who's got it? New Bremen. Shot fake, Babussi nearly walked into the paint area. Missed a five-footer. Anna down four. Six to play in the fourth. Dribble drive, Masteller all the way to the rack. Block, he got it back. Collision, no call. Masteller deep three, overshot it. New Bremen still up six. 5:47 to go. Loose ball in backcourt. We've got a foul, no call. Another foul, no call. Steal, Huelskamp to the rim. It is good. It's good. 42-38. Huelskamp on the theft. Ball hung on the iron. New Bremen midcourt. Travel call. Masteller caused it. Isaiah Masteller with some frenzied defense, giving Anna a boost.
And the Rockets have done well with that tonight, forcing the turnovers.
Yep, that's going to be the M.O. for Anna this year. More tenacious pressure than even a year ago. 5:29 left. Timeout called. 4-point lead Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, as we return to action, before Anna can throw the ball in, a Bronx cheer from the Anna crowd because New Bremen has called for a foul before the ball is passed onto the floor. Foul away from side court, and now the officials meet with two or three players. In fact, a speck of blood is spotted on the back of a Cardinal who must retreat to the bench. That's Patrick Wells. We've had blood on the floor in this game, two or three spots of it. We've had it on two jerseys. Who says basketball is a light contact sport?
Not tonight.
This is a continuation of the gridiron season. Game number 16 for Anna. Up, oh, there's blood spotted on Bornhorst of New Bremen. Or is that the Cardinal Red on the jersey?
I think it must be Cardinal Red. They let him play.
5:29 to go here in the third quarter. Ball lobbed into the lane to Masteller. He was undercut, no call. He tracked down the loose ball, then he's fouled.
Dan Holman picks up three.
Man, is it rough. 16 fouls on New Bremen, or is that seven?
Seven.
Yep. One and
that's
one.
Six. Yeah, next one will be 1-1.
That's
yep.
what referee Vitt is signaling.
Yep.
Next one is the bonus. Well, Anna is still down four. It's 42-38 as we update you on the score. 5:20 left to go.
Well, and there it is.
5:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Pass to Masteller on the arc for Anna. Shake and bake move. He dips his way around the New Bremen defender who reaches in and fouls. 1-1 for Isaiah Masteller, the very athletic 6'2 junior for Anna. 5:20 left in the fourth. Progress of this game slowing down. Number of whistles. A lot of stoppages. Free throws will follow the rest of the way. Foul shot, Masteller hits it. He earns the bonus, 42-39. Anna wants down seven in this quarter, trails by three. Masteller got them both, calmly. Puts them in, ice water in his veins. 42-40, New Bremen by two. Cardinals in backcourt, inbounding Bornhorst. Throws it away, intercepted by Stewart to Leininger. Layup, foul, New Bremen. Anna with steal after steal after steal. New Bremen has coughed it up eight times in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter alone. Anna with stifling defense, full court pressure. The trap has been on with regularity. Two shots, Leininger. Free throw, got it. 42-41. New Bremen by one. Head coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen consults his staff, what will we do next? How do we resolve getting the ball up the floor against Anna's tightened up D?
And there it is.
Second foul shot, no good. Here's New Bremen quickly down the floor. Oh, a brilliant driving layup is good by Logan Sutchland. Anna down three. Leininger for the tie. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Tough break. That ball was down in the well and snapped out. Rebound to Bussey of New Bremen. He is being fouled in backcourt. He was fouled twice by Anna. No call. New Bremen has to waste a timeout. Man, oh man, I'm trying to paint the picture for you. It's really rough. And there's been blood on the floor and on jerseys. 4:52 left, fourth quarter. New Bremen up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
A new underwriting sponsor, Mark Jordan for Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna down three, over guarding foul. Leininger out near the timeline as he crashed into Logan Sutchland. Tell you what, had the referees called every foul they could have, we'd have a couple players each team on the bench with five.
And the rest of us would be here until midnight.
1-1, Logan Sutchland, New Bremen, which leads by three. The southpaw missed it badly. Rebound pops off the rim into the corner. Tracked down by Leininger. Anakin tie with a three. Hilskamp top of the circle. Bounce pass, Masteller. New Bremen is in a man-to-man. Step back three.
Got
ball.
It.
Masteller, good. Isaiah Masteller, the junior, tied up the game. 44-44. 25-footer by Masteller. Oh, does he look good. Here's New Bremen, flustered. A frustrated New Bremen offense right now. Bad pass. Turnover nine in the fourth quarter alone.
Yep.
We're tied at 44. Anna with a chance to make a move now. 4:17 to go.
The three by Masteller, I think, is going to turn the tide.
Here's Masteller down the lane. Little body contact, no call. He fell down. He's almost in there too long. Then gets out of the paint. Flips it to Hilskamp. Bounce pass, high post to Stewart. Back cut, Leininger. Coughed up on the play by Anna. Oh, we got a foul against Leininger. I'm not really sure what for. Loose ball.
He was going toward the basket.
Bad,
didn't have the ball.
Bad pass by Anna. Loose ball picked up by New Bremen.
And then just ran right into
contact
him.
Both ways. I say it's a play on. Especially given the many other fouls, true fouls, which have been ignored. But New Bremen has got a 1-1. And the officials talk it over. Is it a 1-1 or is it a ball out of bounds situation? The rules are kind of tricky. It wasn't a player control offensive foul.
So they are going with a 1-1
by Anna. So it's a 1-1.
And for Leininger, that was his fourth.
Patrick Wells shoots it and makes it. 1 point lead, New Bremen. This fourth quarter has been forever. We've still got half to go. 4 minutes remaining. New Bremen up by a point, 45-44. Second shot in the air. Dead center. Wells. Swished both. 2 point lead, Cardinals. Anna midcourt, Hilskamp. Right side pass, Masteller. Masteller hard drive into the lane. Twisting maneuver around the taller defender. He did travel. That's a good call. Well done by the official. Masteller against the taller Sutchland and Bussey. Tried to take advantage of no dribble. Quickly down the floor. Here comes New Bremen. Foul at midcourt. Almost spilled was Bornhorst. No call. Cross-court pass to Bremen. Turnover 10. Goes out of bounds. Anna is trying to turn this game into a wild fourth quarter affair, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yes, they are.
You've got to execute the passing game to beat Anna tonight because the Rockets are trying to win it with defense. 3:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown into Murray. Murray ducks under the defender. Couldn't get it to go. The rebound by Stewart is good. Cam Stewart tipped it in. We're tied at 46. 3:17 to go. Here's Bornhorst down the floor for New Bremen. Gives it off to Bussey. Left corner three. Good! It was Patrick Wells, not Bussey. And a down three. What a shot by Wells. First pass into the forecourt. He let it fly. Juleskamp for Anna. Long triple. Missed everything. Anna's shooting touch not there. Long range, short range in between. That's what you can expect. Foul, Masteller midcourt. Bussey is at the stripe, 1-1. 2:50 to go, 49-46 in favor of New Bremen. Jot it down at the 3-minute mark. Wells poured in a long three from the corner. That gave New Bremen a 3-point edge. That's where we stand, 49-46. Now New Bremen can inch it out to 5. 1-1. Foul shot good by Reese Bussey. 50-46. Anna had tied it. Now New Bremen edges back out on top before Bussey to make it 5. It skips around the rim and skids off. Rebound Anna. Forecourt to her right. Bixler on the floor with 4 fouls. Gives it to Leininger. Now Juleskamp, 35 feet away. Juleskamp to Bixler. Lob, foul line, Murray. Anna goes back door. Caught by Leininger below the rim. On the arc of Juleskamp. Left side, Bixler. Shot fake, long two-pointer. Missed the rim. Rebound is good by Murray. And a foul. The shot by Bixler was so far off. It missed the rim, hit the bottom of the board, right into the lap of Murray. That surprised the Cardinal rebounders. Murray stuck it in. Foul over the shoulder. Free throw by Murray to cut it to 1. No good. Much too strong. Loose ball rebound. Juleskamp's got it. Anna down 2. 2:20 to go. Bixler, 3 ball for the lead. Way off to the right. Rebound right corner. Bounds. Out of bounds. That Bixler shot there was so far off. Murray or anyone else had a chance for a rebound. And a shooting touch, not there, and that is an understatement. And we got a holding foul on Anna in backcourt, not allowing a New Bremen player, Nolan Bornhorst, to break toward the inbounds playmaker. 2:13 to go, fourth quarter, 50-48 New Bremen.
And that puts them into double bonus, so this will be 2 of them.
Of course, this is not a league game for either club. It's one of those interconference struggles, the MAC and the SCAL, Midwest Athletic Conference, Shelby County League. But I tell you what, wins and losses come tourney seed time, mighty important. Anna took advantage of that, being a number one seed last year, and carved out a path for itself all the way to the regional championship. 2 years ago, 21-5 resulted in playing Purcell in the district. Last year, Purcell in the regional. Second free throw good. New Bremen up 3, 51-48. 2:08 to go in the game. Leininger, deep left corner. Looks for Juleskamp. Can't find him. Gets it to him. Minute 59 to go. Juleskamp, foul line. Behind the arc to Bixler. Left side, Masteller. Anna dribbling out near center circle. New Bremen happy with that. Masteller spreads the floor, drives down the lane, draws contact. Missed it, though. It danced off the rim. 2 free throws. Isaiah Masteller, Anna. 51-48, New Bremen. Minute 51 to go, fourth quarter. Anna scored 17 points in the first quarter and has scored only 31 since. Does Anna miss Griffin Dosek? Yes, you would expect Anna to miss Griffin Dosek. Rockets down the road will have to make up for his points and rebounds, among other players. Free throw by Masteller, got it. 51-49. Both teams in the double bonus. Second shot, Masteller, good. 51-50. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure on. It goes into Retkerman. Guarded by Bixler, who's got four. Retkerman is double teamed. Masteller sneaks up behind. Handoff on the play to Bussey. And a triangle lull. New Bremen into a hoist from long distance. New Bremen patient. 90 seconds to go. Ball lost by Bussey. Throws it back in bounds. And it's on the deck. Nobody's got control.
Time out for New Bremen.
Nobody's got control. But the officials award New Bremen with a mysterious timeout. Minute 28 to go. Anna down one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, thanks to Matt Zerker, we've been alerted that Fort Loramie played the state runners-up in D4 last year. Pretty tough tonight up at Worcester. In a cancer benefit game, Loramie was beaten by Berlin Island 56-47. Berlin Island had beaten St. Henry last year in the state semifinal 57-50 before Highland was routed by Crestview in the state championship game. And Loramie played Berlin Island within nine tonight, 56-47. Houston defeats Lehman 60-50. Good for Coach Blackfoot at Houston. Here we go. Final minute 24. New Bremen 51. Anna 50. Cardinals with the ball. Driving down the lane. Bussey. Bussey to the rack. He missed it. Left it short. Good defense by Anna at the rim. Driving Anna down the floor. Bixler. Baseline shot to Bixler. Stolen. Blocked from behind. Oh, what a play. Dynamite effort on the play by Zach Bertke of New Bremen. Defensive play of the game. As Bixler went up to shoot an 8-footer. And the defender for New Bremen simply ripped the ball away from him while it was over Bixler's head. Here is New Bremen with the ball. 50 seconds to go. Step back three. Left corner is good. Retkerman. Ice water in his veins. That was a no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Here is Riley Hilskamp down the floor for Anna. Driving, trying to draw a two-shot foul. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the play by Stewart. Foul, New Bremen.
So Retkerman has only made two field goals, both of them for three.
He's a deadly three-point shooter. He had three of them against Fort Loramie. You can't let him go. That was a shot that head coach Corey Stevens probably would have said, don't take it. Give it up to a teammate, run clock. But as a result, New Bremen's up four. Cameron Stewart misses the free throw. Second one rattles. It's good. Timeout, Nate Barhorst, Anna. 37.8 to go. And the lead for New Bremen is three. New Bremen was up one, 51-50. Rather than work clock, Retkerman rifled in a three. One free throw out of two for Stewart. Anna's down three with 37 seconds to go. Gives us an opportunity to highlight our underwriting sponsors, our anchor supporters here tonight on Scores Broadcast, Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and AAG Inc., located in Fort Loramie. Boys action tonight. Versailles 54, Rushi 48. That game a little tighter than I expected at Rushi. Versailles wins by six. Here we go. New Bremen possession. Anna down by a three-pointer. New Bremen's made double-digit turnovers in the fourth. Will the Cardinals survive, though? Inbounded to Bussey. Bussey in backcourt. Up to Retkerman. Reckerman fires away to teammate Patrick Wells. Foul by the designated fouler, Murray. Two shots, double bonus. 29.4 to go. Anna's shooting touch, not there. Will it be? Yes. When? Who knows? Next couple weeks, perhaps. Anna missed a number of 8, 10, 12 footers right. Below the foul stripe. Three-point eye way off. Had to win this game tonight with defense and steals and layups. New Bremen, very physical. That may not let that happen. Free throw good by Wells. Second shot good. 56-51. New Bremen by 5 over Anna. Uphill task for the Rockets. Gilskamp behind the back on the dribble. Fell down, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Outside the arc, near side to Bixler. Bixler against Retkerman. Lobs the top of the key to Gilskamp. 18 to go. Anna down 5.
Gotta shoot.
Time wasting. Bixler, 3-pointer. Oh, that's the way it's gone for Anna all night. That ball dipped in, dipped out, dipped in, dipped out. Rebound, New Bremen. Foul, Anna, and that'll do it. 10.4 to go. Two free throws coming. Patrick Wells for New Bremen. Cardinals have earned it. Anna plays physically. Anna dishes it out. New Bremen responded. Cardinals dished it out. The two clubs made it a physical affair, and New Bremen's going to survive. Free throw, though, no good by Wells. 56-51 Cardinals, 10.4 to go. Second shot, Wells, to make it a 6-point game. It's in. Two free throws would have made it a 7-point game and three possessions. Here comes Gilskamp over midcourt. Stops and pops a 30-footer.
Got that one.
He makes it. It might be not enough, too little, too late. 4.5 to go. Anna needs a steal, a violation, a turnover, a mistake by New Bremen, and a made three. Now, the one of two at the free throw line for New Bremen, and not two for two,
right,
is big. 4.5 to go. New Bremen's got to get it in the court of play. Leading by 3, 57-54.
Now, don't forget that Anna's been really good in forcing the turnovers.
Yes. Tell you what, Mike, at the close of the game, we will hear from Eilerman Construction, LLC. That'll be one of our final two or three 60-second commercial breaks of the night. Eilerman at the finish. Of course, we've got Clancy's coming up in our postgame. 4.5 to go. New Bremen 57, Anna 54. New Bremen's got to get it inbounds under the Anna goal.
Right.
Now, if you're Anna, you don't want to make a steal and make a layup.
Go deep.
Right.
You want to make a steal and throw it to somebody on the arc. 10 players in backcourt, nobody on the playmaker. And that is Patrick Wells looking. He fires it in to a teammate who has immediately tackled the line there. Two free throws, New Bremen. 3.6 to go.
Now it was Leininger's fifth, so he'll have to have a seat.
He's out. The final 3.6. 9/10 of a second clicked off. What did Leininger do in the way of scoring?
Had two free throws attempted and only made one.
So he had
one point.
1 point on the night for Leininger. Timeout called. Let's take the Eilerman break right now. 3.6 to go. Anna down 3. New Bremen shooting free throws on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman, to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And up by 3 points, 57-54, with under 4 seconds to go in the game. New Bremen at the free throw line, in and out on two free throws. They both missed. Isaiah Masteller got a 35-foot three ball at the buzzer. It would have counted had it gone. It was way short. He missed it. And this game is over. New Bremen Cardinals stun Anna here at New Bremen tonight by a final tally of 57-54. That's how the game closes. New Bremen wins it by three. New Bremen had missed free throws, several of them, and a whole bunch of turnovers in the fourth to allow Anna to make it a close call at the finish. Masteller really couldn't get his whole body weight into that shot. He tried to hurry it up. It traveled about 28, 29 feet, fell in the lane, short of the rim, didn't get there. New Bremen wins it by a 57-54 count. New Bremen's biggest lead was 7 on one occasion. That was early in the fourth quarter of play. There was a big three ball by Wells of New Bremen, which broke a deadlock at the three-minute mark. Game was tied, 3 minutes left. Retkerman, about 90 seconds later, with New Bremen up one, drained a three as well for New Bremen. And Anna is nipped with 3 points, 57-54. Quite frankly, not a game Anna deserved to win. And it's a game the Rockets can file away and say, hey, we know we've got to shoot much better than that in the future. A defensive tenacity was there. You would expect it. Defense by Anna, effort. It gave New Bremen fits all night long. New Bremen could not pull away in the fourth quarter because Anna forced mistake after mistake and produced turnover after turnover to keep Anna within a basket or two of New Bremen over the final few minutes. Rockets simply could not make enough shots. And New Bremen is big. It is a sizable club, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", 6'6", 6'4", 6'3". Oftentimes, every player on the floor, 6'3", or better. Nolan Bornhorst at 6 feet plays quite a bit. So do Retkerman and Berkey. They're 6 feet and 5'11". But Anna was challenged on drive to the basket. Pull-ups by Anna, many of them below the foul line, just did not go in. And Anna is beaten by a final tally of 57-54. New Bremen goes to 3-2 on the year. The Anna Rockets 0-1 after a game. Don't forget now, we'll see Anna coming up in the near future. Rockets' next game, by the way, is on Monday at home against New Knoxville. Next Friday, Anna's at Fort Loramie. And on December 30th, Monday, Anna is at Jackson Center. Or I should say Anna is home to Jackson Center. So Anna's got to turn around and get into the thick of the Shelby County League real quickly with Fort Loramie on the 27th and Jackson Center on the 30th. Anna still is shaking off the rust on the basketball floor. No question about it. Yeah. It showed. Shooting touch not there. Very ragged shooting.
But they will. They will.
Sure.
They will.
Yeah, these are outstanding multiple sport athletes, and they will adapt. But life without Griffin Dosik, not going to be easy. Griffin at 6'5", 6'6", played like he was 6'8", 6'9". Marvelous three-point shooter, excellent foul shooter, dynamite in the paint, great rebounder. Somehow, some way, Anna's going to have to squeeze a little more out of everybody else in the roster to make up for Griffin Dosik.
I need some help with the inside short shots.
Yes.
If some of those would have went in, they'd have won the game tonight.
Yeah, Anna, I bet down below the foul stripe, made three or four out of, 17, 18 shots?
I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. A number just danced off the rim, short. And three-point balls were close.
Mm-hmm.
But the shooting will come. That's what practice makes perfect, shooting the basketball. Anna Rockets in losing got 14 points from Bart Bixler, 12 from Riley Heelskamp, 10 from Cameron Stewart, 9 from Isaiah Masteller off the bench. He played extremely well. 4 points from Ben Kovacs. Justin Murray had 4. Isaac Leininger had 1. Isaiah Masteller with 2, 4, 7 in the fourth quarter, a bucket in the second quarter. He will be our Clancy's player of the game in just a moment, Mike. Isaiah Masteller for Anna. For New Bremen, 1, 2, 3 young men in double figures. Nolan Bornhorst had 15. Reese Bussey had 13. Patrick Wells had 10. Griffin Retkerman had 6. Retkerman with a big three-pointer there in the fourth. 6 points for Logan Sutchland, a point for Ryan Paul, 6 for Dan Homan. And New Bremen missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 free throws, including the first of a 1-1 in the fourth quarter, enabling Anna to stay in the hunt. The Rockets, though, continue to miss field goals, could not get over the hump, and lose this game by 3. Quarter scores, 17-6 Anna, 26-23 New Bremen, 40-32 New Bremen. Is that correct? New Bremen led by 8?
Yep. That's correct.
At the end of the third quarter, my mistake, I said New Bremen's biggest lead was 7. I was incorrect. It was 8. 7 a couple other times. Final difference in this game, 3, 57-54. Isaiah Masteller, the junior for Anna, off the bench tonight with 9 points. He is our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So New Bremen ends a 4-game losing string to Anna, winning tonight 57-54 in Anna's basketball opener, game 5 for New Bremen. And sure, that was a difference maker. 5 games into the season for the Cardinals this evening. Anna, after that terrific state championship run in Division 6 football, getting underway late in basketball, simply not sharp. Shooting touch, not there, simply put. Don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, the highest quality furniture for dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office, and entertainment spaces. Price to fit your budget. Finance options, easy application. You can find a perfect fitting mattress at Goffney by using the new innovative support report system. Visit the showroom. Hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, on the web, goffneyfurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered, and we've got you covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our next webcast, if memory serves me correctly, is an Anna game against Fort Loramie on the 27th of December.
That sounds right, and I believe I'm there.
Yes, 2 days after Christmas. Anna at Fort Loramie. In the meantime, Anna has a home game on Monday with New Knoxville. A week from Monday, Anna is home to Jackson Center. So that's Anna's start, 4 games in 10 days after that state championship in football. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Mike Wick alongside Color Stats on-site engineering tonight. Thanks so much, Mike. stepping in for Chuck McBee, who is in Florida. Again, new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Sheriff. Vote jordansheriff.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. And Hoing Builders, about whom we spoke at length early on in our webcast tonight. Hoing and Hoing, McCartyville Road, just outside of the thriving metropolis of Kettlersville.
Correct.
Yeah, Kettlersville. Love talking about Hoing and Hoing. Don't forget this reminder, Hoing and Hoing has got some great lots available for you northeast of Kettlersville, speaking of that thriving metropolis. Out there on Rutger Road, custom-built homes by Hoing and Hoing. So if you would like a large 2.5 acre, easy for me to say, if you're interested in a 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale for you. Rutger Road, lots are in the Anna School District, high-speed internet available. What you can imagine, Hoing and Hoing creates. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. For information, 937-394-7144. Mike enjoyed it. Great game.
It was fun, Jay.
I'm sure it's left a bad taste in the mouths of the Anna fans. Anna will get better. It looked like a team coming off of state championship football that played against a team tonight that had four games under its belt already.
But again, first game.
Yes.
It's our first game.
And New Bremen, not a slouch. Yeah. It's a club with a lot of size, a good three-point shooting capability. It's got some inside punch, and depth.
And played for about a month, three weeks.
Yeah. And it's a club which I think will feel its oats in the Midwest Athletic Conference and give Versailles and other front runners, typically including St. Henry Marin Local, for example, all they can handle. Fort Loramie victorious over New Bremen last Saturday. It took double overtime for the Redskins to get it done. So thanks so much to Mike, to Ron Mooney, Chuck McBee down in Florida, Jack Kramer, until this coming Friday from Fort Loramie, saying good night to you from here at New Bremen, where the New Bremen Cardinals have nipped the Anna Rockets in Anna's opener for the 2019-20 season, 57-54.
Good night, everybody.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.